is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A day of jubilation in Syria. Celebrations after the collapse of the government of Bashar Assad. A rebel coalition is taking control. The Assads ruled Syria for 50 years, but spent nearly the last 14 engaged in a civil war. ABC chief international correspondent James Longman says
he was propped up by allies Iran, Russia, and Hezbollah, but he never completely regained the north. And Turkey has quietly supported the mix of Islamist rebel groups vying for power. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham emerged, and with Assad's allies distracted by wars in Ukraine, Gaza, and Lebanon, the group appears to have taken its chance. An offshoot of al-Qaeda, its leader Abu Mohammed al-Gawlani, now wants to project a more moderate image.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said a top U.S. priority is ensuring that ISIS does not return to power. Authorities continue their search for the man who killed the United Healthcare CEO in New York City Wednesday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsinites who are HIV positive are worried about the future of their treatment with the incoming presidential administration. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
In Wisconsin, about 7,400 people are HIV positive. The number of newly diagnosed cases hit a decade-long high in recent years. About 94% were linked to care services within 3 months of diagnosis, according to the Wisconsin Department of Human Services. Boston University social scientist Anthony Petro cites progress in the medical treatment of HIV/AIDS. He says some diseases take on a set of political and moral meanings that can affect societal and even scientific views.
When you think about public health itself, it is the application of medicine to a public, and that depends upon us knowing who the public is that we care about.
President-elect Donald Trump has picked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Petro points out that RFK Jr. has expressed suspicion that HIV causes AIDS and has suggested instead that recreational drugs called poppers could be to blame. The medical community says that's false.
Hear someone today in 2024 thinking about those kind of conspiracy theory approaches to thinking about HIV and AIDS is certainly troubling, but it's not new. And I think we do have a very good infrastructure for HIV/AIDS care.
He wants to remind folks about pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, the antiretroviral medication to prevent HIV. Most private insurance and Medicaid programs are required to cover PrEP services without copays or deductibles. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens with Civic Media Sports. Marquette defeated Wisconsin yesterday 88-74 in a matchup of ranked teams. It was the fifth time in history both schools were ranked when they played each other. The Badgers led by 2 at halftime, but 9 second-half turnovers forced by the Golden Eagles led to a big comeback. Marquette senior Cam Jones led all scorers with 32 points in the victory.
You know, the last 2 years since I've been here, they pretty much got the best of us. So, you know, the seniors, we came together. Thank you. Appreciate you. The seniors, we came together, and, last night it was just like, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow afternoon. And we made sure our younger guys were, ready and ready to attack and ready to, just go after winning.
Four Marquette players scored in double figures, and the Golden Eagles shot 50% in the win. Next up for 8-2 Wisconsin is number 19 Illinois on Tuesday. Marquette will face Dayton a week from Saturday. The Milwaukee Bucks will play this evening against the Brooklyn Nets. The Bucks are coming off of back-to-back losses. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today with highs climbing to the upper 40s. A light southeast wind this afternoon at 5 to 10. Tonight, more clouds roll in. There will be a slight chance of drizzle. Then we'll see temperatures dropping to near 30. Currently 32 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, One of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll catch up on the news from the weekend and talk about the politricksters of the day.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
The music of the stars and the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Sunday, everybody. We're on till high noon Central Time. CivicMedia.us, all over the world.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except
Amalgamated Cheese. Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Get the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. Tis the time for merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason. Fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa la la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da, ba-da, ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so your mercenary toe.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
But just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. A Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. But don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la.
Absolutely never gloomy Christmas with us.
On the snowy cheeks are
rosy. And the glowy, so get cozy.
Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself a loony Christmas, a loony Christmas. Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself a loony Christmas.
Let's take a quick roll call here. Sylvester.
That's me.
Tweety.
Right here.
Elmer.
I just love Christmas.
Daffy.
Is this the Christmas gift exchange?
Nope. Just making sure that everybody's... here. Oh, that Tasmanian devil.
Join the fun with...
Bud.
With Danny Luck, you'll hear Tweety say,
I thought a ponytail.
Sylvester.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Pippin' a
Taz, too, will bring to you a very merry loony Christmas.
A loony Christmas. A loony Christmas.
Kissing elf, you'll have yourself a loony Christmas.
With bells of holly,
join us in this Christmas folly.
Golly gee, can you believe it's almost Christmas Eve?
Have yourself a loony toony mistletoe. May you soon be ho ho ho. Absolutely never gloomy Christmas with us.
On the snowy cheeks so rosy,
have a glowy, so get cozy.
Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself
kiss elf.
Yeah.
Kiss an elf, you'll have yourself a loony.
Yourself a Looney Tunes Christmas!
And now, the What's It To You chorus.
What's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you? What difference does it make? What's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you? What's it to you?
Why must you bother me when I'm
hot zippers with Hot Christmas.
Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Let's take some Alka-Seltzer and a box of antihistamines too. We'll bring some Kleenex with us and sing a chorus or two. Let's let my red nose lead us in a sleigh ride in spite of the flu.
Hack it up, lung it up, let's go. Fat chance in the snow. We're popping up a yellow and green rainbow.
Cough it up, cough it up, cough it up. Oh man, there's some on my head. My throat's as rough as leather and raspy as it can be. Let's take some Kleenex with us and sing a carol or two. We'll make our noses rather on a sleigh ride to go with the flu.
My kid came home from preschool with a cough today. He'll infect the whole darn neighborhood in about a day.
We'll be calling in sick to work until the diarrhea stops.
At the pharmacy, we'll get lots more pills to pop. Pop, pop, pop.
I took every medication I can legally buy.
For coughing, sneezing, sniffling, and the watery eyes.
I'll be getting real drunk on NyQuil. I'll take Contact till I'm high.
Whoa. This wonderful buzz is great, but I'm glad I don't have to drive. Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Come on, it's lousy weather for a flu ride together with you. Ba-ba-ba-da-da.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ah! Put on your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts.
It's the most fattening time of the year. With that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip-smackingest season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all. There'll be turkeys for basting and stuffing for tasting, and giblets and gravy will flow. There'll be cookies that Mom baked and a leftover fruitcake from a Christmas a long time ago. It's the scale flattening time of the year. While your diet you're blowing, there's calories going straight down to your rear. It's the scale flattening time of
like one big bar mitzvah. But listen, you don't have to do that. You could have small portions and make ribbons instead of fudge. You can do it. Please try.
There'll be after meal dosing
and arteries closing.
Cholesterol levels will grow.
It's too cold to go jogging, too brisk for tobogganing, so pass me a hot buttered roll.
Don't you dare touch that roll. I'm watching.
It's the most fattening time of the year. All those gingerbread shingles and chocolate Kris Kringles will tremble in fear. It's the most fattening time. It's a belt loosening time. It's the most fattening time.
I think that I shall never see my feet. I think it only proper to end this portion of our discussion with a prayer. Lord, my soul is ripped with riot, incited by my wicked diet. We are what we eat, said a wise old man. And Lord, if that's true, I'm a garbage can. I want to rise on Judgment Day, that's plain. But at my present weight, I'll need a crane. So grant me strength that I may not fall into the clutches of cholesterol. May my flesh with carrot curls be sated, that my soul may be polyunsaturated. And show me the light that I may bear witness to the President's Council on Physical Fitness. At oleomargarine I'll never mutter, for the road to hell is spread with butter. And cream is cursed, and cake is awful, and Satan is hiding in every waffle. Mephistopheles lurks in provolone, the devil is in each slice of bologna, Beelzebub is a chocolate drop, and Lucifer is a lollipop. Give me this day my daily slice, but cut it thin and toast it twice. I beg upon my dimpled knees, deliver me from jujubes. And when my days of trial are done and my war with malted milks is won, let me stand with the saints in heaven in a shining robe, size 37. I can do it, Lord, if you'll show to me the virtues of lettuce and celery. If you'll teach me the evil of mayonnaise, the sinfulness of hollandaise, and pasta alla milanese, and potatoes alla leonese, and crisp fried chicken from the south. Lord, if you love me, shut my mouth.
See, I'm going to have an umbrella for when I do Tube of Christmas on
right.
Sunday.
Yep.
I really hope that we're playing indoors because, you know, when Georgia Tech played against UGA
yes.
back in 2004,
yes.
I was just tipping, you know, water out of my bell all game long, so I really just hope we're indoors. But why in the world do I have a tuba?
Why do you have a tuba?
Why do I have a tuba? And this one's on loan from James Clemens High School marching band. So thank you, Jets. Thank you, Jets. Because one of my favorite traditions every Christmas is to play In Tuba Christmas.
Right.
And that is coming up this Sunday. In fact, let's go ahead and take a look at some pictures that I have that I brought in. This is me from high school. Yay! I was playing
I was playing
the sit-down tuba that year, so I was in concert band. But I also marched with my sousaphone in the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket Marching Band, so sometimes we would do holiday parades. So that's me, walking with my 60-pound instrument over here, playing some jingle bells and things like that. So we are going to be doing that again on Sunday. That is Tuba Christmas, 4 p.m. Registration starts at about 1 o'clock. It is $10 to participate. This is going to be at Covenant Presbyterian Church, 301 Drake Avenue.
The best part about the holidays, holiday Christmas, holiday concerts.
So far, farther enough.
Where's our marching band?
Here at the Kennedy Center.
We need our marching band.
And it began 51 years ago in Rockefeller Plaza, New York City. And today is being performed over in 300 cities across the nation. Is there anyone here tonight who's never been to one of these? Please raise your hand. Welcome. Welcome to all of you. So this is part of the Millennium Stage series, which I curate. And we do free programming, live shows throughout the week, Wednesday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we offer free matinee film screenings. So please check out the website, and we hope to see you back here for much, much more. And in the meantime, happy holidays. And I'd like to bring out our MC for the evening. Please join me in giving a big warm welcome to Chris Quaid.
Now this is world record. It happened last week. A tuba at Christmas.
Thank you so much, and welcome, and Merry Tuba Christmas. We're so happy to be back here at the Kennedy Center for another great concert. If this is your first time, we're happy that you're here. We think you're going to have a great, great concert. And if you're returning, welcome back. Thank you very much. Now, we have another returning customer here. It's our conductor, Andrew Hitz, once again takes the podium, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this concert, we will be playing each carol two times. The first time, you get to listen to the wonderful tubas and euphoniums behind me, and the second time, you will sing, and you'll have help. Welcome back for the third year as a Tuba Christmas Carol leader, Joe Houghton.
A song that's got plenty of oompa oompa.
This tune is, well, sort of like hitting your thumb with a hammer. It feels so good when you stop.
There's a funny-looking booba. He plays the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, and he sample sell an apple, but this chap would rather grapple with his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer it to the boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. It doesn't take him very long to get a tumble, for all the rumba lovers go into their rumble. Oh, how I'd like to be his double four without a bit of trouble with his oompa oompa oompa. He can knock 11 ladies for a loopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. He's not a greenhorn. He blows a mean horn, a must-be-seen horn. Oh, he's a whiz. Why, all Havana loves this funny-looking booba who plays the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. I can't believe it, but they tell us every peanut vendor's jealous of his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer it to the boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Not a green horn, he blows a mean horn, a must-be-seen horn, oh, he's a whiz. Why, all Havana loves this funny-looking booba who plays the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. I can't believe it, but they tell us every peanut vendor jealous of his oompa oompa oompa. They prefer it to the boopa doopa doopa. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Whenever Yuba plays a number, call a rumba on the tuba down in Cuba.
Here's Danny Kaye.
There
There once was a band, the best in the land. Everybody said, oh my, they're grand. But how they laughed when the tuba went by with an oom-pa-pa and a great big sigh. Tubby the tuba puffing away, never had a tune to play. Always dreamed he'd sing a song instead of puffing all day long. Hear his oom-pa, oom-pa-pa, oom-pa, oom-pa-pa. Tubby said, oh gosh, oh gee, wish I had a melody. I'd be better off, I know, if I didn't have to blow this oom-pa, oom-pa-pa, oom-pa, oom-pa-pa. Then a friendly frog came by and said, now Tubby, don't you cry. Take my bullfrog serenade and you'll be the star of the big parade. Tubby sang the song so grand, now he's leader of the band. He's as famous as can be with Tubby the tuba's melody. Then a friendly frog came by and said, now Tubby, don't you cry. Take my bullfrog serenade and you'll be the star of the big parade. Tubby sang the song so grand, now he's leader of the band. He's as famous as can be with Tubby the tuba's melody.
And Doris Day, next.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun smiling.
actress Maureen McGovern.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you will get by.
How about that, Maureen McGovern, huh? And Jerry Lewis. The music of the stars. Maureen Civic McGovern. Media Radio Network.
Thank you, darling.
Gene Kelly, Dean Martin, the Ding-a-Ling.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin.
Can I give some to you?
Hey, when skies are gray and you
say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
Cause when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing, be happy again.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
when you're smiling.
Kelly, Dean Martin, and the Ding-a-Lings. These are the Gold Diggers. Great Christmas album.
I don't need holly on the wall. I don't want mistletoe at all. I just want you for Christmas.
Get your favorite one to sit by your side.
Cuddle up in the sleigh, giddy-up, yelly gray, and away we go. While you listen to the sleigh bells ring, you're yodeling to your baby. You'll feel nice and warm, no matter how cold it may be.
Take a look at little Jack and Jill. They ski down a hill. That's a snowplow turn.
And look, there's a spill on the hill.
When you're down, it's a thrill to go up again. Everybody ought to learn to ski, for that is how we first met. We were that Jack and Jill that came down a hill.
When I looked at you, my heart took a spill.
Took a spill on a hill, it's a thrill that I can't forget.
It happened in Sun Valley, not so very long ago. There were sunbeams in the snow, and a twinkle in your eye. I remember, oh so clearly, that you nearly passed me by. Then it happened in Sun Valley, when you slipped and fell, and so did I.
We'll be right back.
and then we recall that fall and that moment when we were there on a hill. So we both take a spill and we're Jack and Jill again.
Glenn Miller and orchestra. This is Ray Anthony.
I'll be your initial guide through our ongoing holiday movie marathon until Dave Carter takes over tomorrow night. Then we get an evening of Alicia Malone. All told, we're starting a week-long holiday movie blitz 24 hours a day right into December 25th. Up next, a classic that wasn't widely known until it became a holiday favorite for TCM fans. From 1947, it happened on Fifth Avenue. This is the story of a good-natured homeless man who has figured out a way to game the system. He squats in the plush home of a New York millionaire for several months each year when the owner goes south for the winter. His generosity of spirit also leads him to open the door to others in need, which in turn opens the door to this story. As you watch, you might get the impression the film was directed by Frank Capra. It has quintessential Capra-esque qualities. It was, in fact, Roy Del Ruth who directed this blend of compassion and optimism about a common man courageously taking on the rich and powerful. Not surprisingly, though, Frank Capra did buy the rights to the story intended for his new production company, Liberty Films. Eventually, though, Capra lost interest, turning his attention to another holiday-themed movie you might have heard of, It's a Wonderful Life. Capra turned the rights to It Happened on Fifth Avenue over to Allied Artists, a subsidiary of Monogram Pictures. Monogram was a Poverty Row studio churning out low-budget westerns, mysteries, and horror films. If Monogram were a person, it would sneak onto the MGM lot when the studio went to Palm Springs for the weekend. With a surprisingly hefty budget for a Monogram picture, $1.2 million, It Happened on Fifth Avenue was the studio's first foray into making classier and glossier productions. It earned an Academy Award nomination for its original story by Herbert Clyde Lewis and Frederick Stefani, though it lost to another Manhattan Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street. The cast here is strong, though there's not a big-name star among them. Victor Moore, Anne Harding, Charlie Ruggles, Don DeFore, and Gail Storm. Here's the film from 1947. It happened on Fifth Avenue.
Some holly wreaths and mistletoe, a great big Christmas tree, a winter's day with lots of snow. That's what Christmas means to me.
Sitting by the fireside, as warm as we can be, with all our loved ones by our side, that's what Christmas means to me.
Open house for friends and neighbors, bringing merry cheer, church bells ringing, voices singing, carol sweet and clear.
I pray the Lord to bless again this land of liberty with peace on earth, goodwill to men. That's what Christmas means to me.
It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. I've never felt this way before. Lady luck is going to come my way. Something fate has in store. With a blue sky above for a ceiling, my feet hardly touching the floor. I feel so happy the whole day long. Feel like bursting right out in song. There's a rainbow around my heart and it fits me like a glove. Feel so marvelous, feel so wonderful, all the world's in love. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. I've never felt this way before.
Oh, look at that poor man on the bench.
What's the matter with him?
Can't you see? He's cold and hungry.
How can you see he's hungry?
We must be. Mr. McKeever, couldn't we invite him?
Trudy, please, you know how crowded the house is now. We can't take in every tramp in New York.
Oh, there's lots of food and lots of room. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'm Trudy, and this is Jim.
How are you? Hi.
I've seen your face someplace.
Could be. I've been following it around for a long time.
This hooligan been trying to make a touch, lady?
Oh, no, officer. He's...
If it's a place to sleep you want, try a flop house. If you're hungry, try the soup kitchens. But no loafing in the park. Go on. Beat it.
Now, look.
Oh, but, officer, he's a friend of mine. Ours. In fact, he's a relative. Don't worry, officer. We'll take care of him. Oh, the poor man. He's weak from hunger.
Doesn't look undernourished to me.
My good man, would you care to come home and have a bite with us?
Stand by for news now on the CBS Network. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the star. Good morning. We're on till high noon. CivicMedia.us, all over the world. Fred Astaire. Yeah, we're going to be on New Year's Eve. Right here on the Civic Media Network. 7 p.m. till high 1 o'clock. High 1 o'clock. Don't you drop the ball now, you'll be there. New Year's Eve.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous that you should care for me. Oh, it's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me.
This is Lou Regani. Be back in 6 minutes, 30 seconds.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.